You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Double for Your Trouble by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
God says, vengeance is mine. That's something I kept hearing. God said, Marcia, I got you. Vengeance is mine. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will not have to fight this battle because the battle is the Lord. God said, I got you. So God said, I'm going to handle those things. Recompense and compensation you're going to see. This is money. I try to look for a different definition, but it's money, y'all. Money given for injury and suffering. And money stolen and held up. Somebody say, turn my money loose. It also will manifest as restoration. This is the action of returning things back to its former owner. There's some things that you were in possession of. And because of some trial or some matter that has happened, it's no longer in your possession. Some businesses are no longer in your possession. Some houses are no longer in your possession. Some cars are no longer in your possession. God said, I got you. I'm going to return some things. It's not going to be the same thing, but it's going to be better. And it also means restoration means to repair. God said, I'm going to fix some things like nobody else but me. You said, God, this can't be done. God said, watch me. I'm going to repair it. And I'm going to fix hearts. And I'm going to fix matters. And I'm going to fix situations. And I'm going to fix your body. And I'm going to repair your organs that have been damaged. God said, I'm going to work a miracle this year. Somebody say, double for my trouble. So God said, if you release the pain, the anger, and the resentment, I have something for you. Spirit of the Lord began to deal with. He said, let's make a trade. I trade your anger for double. I trade your pain for double. I trade your resentment for double. God said, I will handle those things, but let's make a trade. The Lord began to deal with me. There's some of you been holding offenses, holding things, holding people because they have not done what you expected them to do, or they said something or have not been there for you. God said, if you release them tonight, if you release that emotion with it, if you release that individual, I will make an exchange tonight. You didn't realize you were coming into an exchange station, that you came in heavy, praise God, but you're going to leave with the heaviness of God. You're going to leave with the glory. You're going to leave with the double. So God said, this year my people will see retribution. God executing vengeance for wrongdoing. He said, yeah, I am a God of love. But he said, I'm also a gangster. God is a gangster. You go through the scriptures and you see God, he's a gangster. When he began to lead the children of Israel out with a cloud, he separated the Egyptians from Israel. The scriptures say he looked through the cloud and vexed them and troubled them and messed with them. God's a gangster. He already delivered them. He knew what he was going to do, but I'm going to mess with you for messing with my children. I'm going to mess with you for messing with my people. I'm going to handle you, but before I handle you, I'm going to mess with you. God's a gangster. Well, the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant and they put it in the temple of their God. God was just messing with the Philistine. They came in and heard enough, and they saw their statue on the ground, hands broken, face down. God's a gangster. He going to handle them. But before I handle you, I'm going to mess with your mind. I'm going to mess with you for messing with my people. See, the thing is, I know we're in a time of grace and God loves everybody. But I'm going to let you know, God's going to handle some things for people messing with you. Because Romans 12:19 said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. That's what I've been doing lately. I'm stepping back and letting God handle what needs to handle. Give place unto wrath. See, you need to say, I'm not going to say another thing to you. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to do, I'm not going to handle it. I'm going to let God handle that. I'm going to step back because I don't want to get in the way of God. I don't want what God's getting ready to release on you come hit me. So I'm going to step back and let God deal with you for your attitude. Let God deal with you with your wrongdoing. Let God deal with you for mocking. Let God deal with you for taking stuff that did not belong to you. Give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. God's going to handle it. He said, I will trouble what troubled you. I'm going to trouble your trouble. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-7 says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. God said, I'm going to handle them. Those individuals that troubled you, I'm going to recompense them. I'm going to handle them. Then it says in the 7th verse, and you who are troubled, rest with us. Because we know God's going to handle some stuff. God, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you're going to handle. God, we say rest with us. Bishop and I say rest with us. God's going to handle things this year. Because God said this is the year of the double. So rest with us. I don't care what popped off today. God said, rest with us. We know what he's going to do. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. God told me to tell someone he has said enough is enough. I'm coming for who has come for you. That's good. He said, I'm coming. I'm reminded of the time when I was a child, and I told the story before I got jumped. And I had a lot of mouth. I don't know why. Where that came from. I had a lot of mouth. Saying a whole lot of stuff. Your mama, your aunt, your sister. I said all those people, and later on they came with all their cousins and all, and they called me down from my house and said, come on out. My cousin here, that's her mother. My cousin here, that's her aunt. So they came for me. So, you know, me being, you know, I'm going to take my medicine. I'm not going to run from nobody. So I came on down to the crowd. And, you know, and they kicked me and they punched me and they hit me. But I took it. I was outnumbered. Some kind of way my father heard of it. I had no idea at the time to after his death that he was a gangster. My father walked the streets of Newark, knocked on the doors of the people that of the parents of the children that came to the house. It says that child that your son hit, that was my daughter. This is my face. Don't forget who she belonged to. He went from house to house to house saying, don't ever, if you see her on the street, cross the sidewalk and let her have free access. But you ever look at her sideways, this face will show up at your house. I had no idea my daddy was a gangster till after his death. But what he says, I'm coming for those who came for you. You might have already taken a lick, and you already might have already gone through some stuff, but God says, I'm letting you know I'm showing up. I know it happened last year, but I'm coming for those who came for you. I know it might have happened a couple of years ago, but God said, I got your tears in this jar. I done counted your tears. I done heard your cries. So I'm coming for those who I came for you. Why? Because our God is a gangster. Zechariah, the second chapter, the eighth verse. I know this makes some people uncomfortable, but watch God handle some stuff this year. For thus say the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto this nation, which spoiled you. I believe it's in Psalms 8 that says man is crowned with glory. So God comes for the glory. It's not just you, it's the glory that's on you. Because you're crowned with glory, God said nobody can touch my glory but me. So because they touch you, I'm coming after, I'm coming for the glory. I'm coming because they touch the glory. But he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be spoiled to their service. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughters of Zion. For lo, I've come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Be silent, O flesh, before the Lord. For he has raised up out of his holy habitation. God's getting off his throne to see about you. God's going to handle some things. And it said he is shaking his hand. He's stretching forth his hand. So this year we're going to see the hand of God. We're going to see the hand of God. So for the hand of God, it will be good for God's people, but bad for the enemies. So when God stretched his hand forth on God's people, they experienced blessings. They experienced increase. They experience empowerment. They experience the power of God. But when God stretched forth his hands on the enemies of God, they experience his wrath. And you see in Exodus, the third chapter, the 21st, he says, and I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. So God said, when I'm delivering you and I'm going to move this year, I'm going to stretch forth my hand and I'm going to smite. He says, I'm going to beat down that enemy been trying to resist you and block you and hinder you. Now, on the church is a hand of empowerment. Acts 11:21 says, and the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. That's harvest. So the hand of God is going to be on the people of God, on the church. So this year we're going to experience increase within the house of God. So he said, I'm going to show up as retribution. I'm going to handle some things. And anybody need to repent of some stuff, just repent. So I hear, oh, me in the spirit. I hear, oh, my in the spirit. Just say, oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my actions. Forgive me for my spitefulness. Forgive me for my manipulation. Forgive me for all those things I tried to do. God, I yield myself, God, and I ask for forgiveness, and he'll forgive you, and you won't experience the hand of God that will show up in decrease and show up in challenges and show up in frustration. Number two, God's people receive recompense and compensation. Money given for injury or suffering. Money held up. Who had money held up? We saw in Isaiah 61:7, for your shame, you should have double. So he's going, I'm going to give you double. You're going to rejoice in your portion. So God began to deal with me about his character and nature that will manifest, that we're going to see his character and nature that we see in the scriptures, throughout the scriptures, especially the Old Testament and the New Testament, the names of God. You remember confessing and corporate prayer, the names of God? So God said, I'm going to manifest myself as Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. This is the God who's over heaven's armies. At the angels of the Lord. James 5:4 says, for listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. Those who harvest your fields, those cries, the word says, has reached the ears of the Lord of heaven's armies. Now, we say, well, I ain't no farmer. I didn't work no field, but I can prophesy to some of y'all that somebody in your bloodline once upon a time worked the field and did not get paid for it. Worked under segregation and did not get right pay for it. As a woman doing the same job as a man and not getting the pay for it. God said, cries have gone into my ears. And God said, I've heard your cries and I've sent angels to handle the matter. The key thing is you must keep crying out to God. You can't allow what you've gone through to stifle your cry. You can't allow what you experience to close your mouth. You got to begin to place a demand on God and call on him to recompense you. Call on him to compensate you. God said to make your claim and to make your demand for money that was held up, money that was stolen, and money that's due you. Glory to God. So I thank you, Lord God. Right now we dispatch angels of the Lord. And Father God, we place a demand on you as Jehovah Sabaoth, the God over the armies of angels. So everything that was stolen, maybe through a deal that you did not get all your money for, I thank you, Lord God, there's contracts unpaid, Lord God. I thank you, God, for fees that people are trying not to pay. I thank you, Lord God, there's items that they've taken and have not given you the money for. I thank you, Lord God, that right now the angels of the Lord are being dispatched and they're handling those matters. And we call for compensation, God, and we call for those things to be given over to your people. The money that's been laid up, we command it to be loose and released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. God began to tell me he's shaking things up. We've seen things shaking up naturally on the world stage, but it's also a prophetic look into Haggai. He says, once in a little while, I'm going to shake all nations. So the nations are being shaken. But right after that, he says the wealth of the sea is going to be converted unto thee. And I start thinking about all the tsunamis. I start thinking about all the rain. I start thinking about the earth being turned over. And I remember years ago hearing stories of people going back in their backyard and finding emeralds and finding precious stones. So I've been placing a man and I've been calling for God for you to work something that I don't even understand how you will work. But maybe through some rain, maybe through some flooding, something that was buried, praise God, is going to come to the surface. And I thank you, Lord God, that he's given us hidden riches and secret places. And I thank you, Lord God, that this year the people of God begin to experience hidden riches and secret places. Somebody say, I receive it. As the earth is being shaken up, things are being moved. Glory to God. He says, another name you will see me as Jehovah Gomola. This is the God of recompense. God of recompense. You see this here? A reference in Jeremiah 51 and 56 says, for the destroyer is coming upon her, upon Babylon, that's the enemy, and her mighty warriors are taken. Their bows are broken in pieces. For the Lord is a God of recompense, and he will surely requite. God says, stay in faith for him to fix some things. He says, I will recompense you. Hebrews 10 and 30 said, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord would judge his people. God said, I will recompense you. I will handle this. So Jehovah Gomola, the God of recompense. Y'all begin speaking those things in corporate prayer. Jehovah Gabor. This is mighty God. God says, you're going to see me show up as a strong God in your life. Psalms 24 and 7 says, lift up your head, O you gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is is the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. God said, I'm going to show up in battle for you as the mighty God. Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Gamola, and Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the God of recompense, and the mighty God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to handle some things because you're going to get double for your trouble. God says, I've already said it, we're going to see him as restoration. Number three, restoration. He's going to return things to the former condition. He's going to fix and repair. I love the NIV translation of Isaiah 61 and 4. It said, they will rebuild ancient ruins and restore places long devastated. Renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Now, I want you to pay attention here. Rebuilding ancient ruins. The Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me. That has to deal with some dreams, some businesses, and some relationships. There's some things that has been ruined by the devil, and it has hit some stuff with fire. And you walked away from it and said, man, that relationship is ruined, or that business is ruined, and that dream is ruined. He said, I'm going to strengthen you to rebuild. I'm going to give you strategy. This fast going to give you strategy. This fast going to give you clarity. I'm going to give you clarity. I'm going to give you inside information that's for somebody. There's somebody who's working against you, somebody planning against you, somebody trying to take things from you. But God said, I've been holding this thing up for this year, praise God, because it's my set time for a breakthrough and deliverance. And I'm going to show up as a God who's mighty in your life. And you see, the thing is, you ever been in a situation that you've gone through something and you dealt with it for a long time, and you're expecting, you know, parents knows this with kids, and your kids, siblings are fighting and they're doing stuff. You're just sitting there. You're not doing anything. You're not getting involved because you let them handle it. But there's all of a sudden when it turns, there's a sound that comes out the room that's calls for your intervention, that's call for you to step in. That's what has happened. That's what had happened. God said, you have gone through some stuff and you've been enduring it. You've gone through some stuff. You've been tolerating it. You've gone through some stuff. You feel like it's just what it is. But something has come out of your spirit that's caught the attention of the Lord that says, I got to handle this. You see the pattern of the scripture when the children of Israel were in bondage. All of a sudden you see in Exodus that all of a sudden God heard their cry and he remembered their covenant and he paid respect unto them. And that was the first time they were crying. They've been crying for a season, but there's something about a season when you get to a place that you say, I ain't dealing with this no more. I'm not going to live with this no more. I don't want to be bothered with this anymore. All of a sudden it shifts on the inside of you, and all of a sudden that thing becomes important to you and you need God to divinely intervene. That's what God said has happened here regarding your ancient ruin of a relationship, of a business, and of a dream. You're like, what's up, God? I don't understand what's happening here. And he has counted your tears, and he's collected your tears, and he's going to come for those tears you have cried, and he's coming after the glory, and he's going to trouble those people who have troubled you. So God says, stand still and see my salvation. Don't talk out of turn. Don't curse them out. Don't talk back. I got this thing here. God said, I'm going to empower you because you're going to get it back. That's the Lord said, you're going to get it back. They're going to release what they tried to take from you. And you said, well, I don't want it anymore because it's been reduced to nothing. God says, I will give you strategy. I'm going to give you wisdom. And you're going to rebuild what they have broken down to and reduced to zero. But this go around, it will be rebuilt better. It's going to be stronger, and it's going to be more powerful. So God said, when I tell you to do it, just respond with, yes, Lord, I will do it.
Experience double favor, double blessing, double anointing this year. Bishop Herbert, Dr. Marsha, and Pastor Chandler Bailey will help to ignite your expectation as you believe God for double in 2019. Order this timely 3-part series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for the 2019 New Year's Revival.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.